Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 296. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 296. The Holy Spirit speaks through me today. The Holy Spirit needs my voice today, that all the world may listen to your voice and hear your word, Father, through me. I am resolved to let you speak through me, for I would use no words but yours, and have no thoughts which are apart from yours, for only yours, Father, are true. I would be Savior to the world I made, for having damned it, I would set it free, that I may escape and hear the word. Your holy voice will speak to me today. Amen. We teach today what we would learn, and that alone. And so our learning goal becomes an unconflicted one, and possible of easy reach and quick accomplishment. How gladly does the Holy Spirit come to rescue us from hell when we allow His teaching to persuade the world through us to seek and find the easy path to God. As I contemplate this lesson, I hear repeated what I've heard over and over before, is that we teach what we would learn. But he adds to that, he says, we teach today what we would learn, and that alone. And it reminds me that I am always teaching what I would learn. Whether it's teaching that the truth is true, or whether it's teaching that the ego is true, that the concepts of the world, like fear and pain and suffering, are truth. But he goes on to say in the next line that our learning goal becomes unconflicted when we realize that we're always teaching, and we realize what our goal is. Then we can teach an unconflicted goal. And the unconflictedness of it is what makes it easy to reach and quickly accomplished. You know, when we set our mind to one unconflicted goal and work towards it, it's so much easier than if we have conflicting goals and we go back and forth between them, feeling like we never make headway. That is the hell, going back between the conflicting goals. That's where hell is. And he says that the Holy Spirit comes to rescue us from hell. It comes to show us the unconflicted goal. And it goes on the lesson to say, when we allow His Holy Spirit's teaching to persuade the world through us to seek and find the easy path to God, it starts with us listening and holding an unconflicted goal, which we then can easily teach to ourselves as we go through the day. I say easy. This course is simple, but not always easy. Holy Spirit, my inner guide, help me today to teach only the unconflicted goal of truth, of love. And when I stray and start picking up conflicting goals, help me to notice it, to become aware. In that awareness is the willingness to lay it aside. Help me today to have the willingness to lay it aside. The conflicting goals. Help me to walk the easy path to God. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, getting into a comfortable position. Taking some deep breaths. Allowing ourselves to pick up an unconflicted goal of using these next few minutes to turn inward towards the voice of the inner guide. And see where is our attention now in this moment, telling the truth about it. And turning back inward. Scanning the body for any physical sensations, noticing them, but not following them, not tasting of them, just noticing and letting it be. Being the observer of it. Not at the effect of it. and scan the emotions. What is the emotion or feeling right now? Noticing it, but not being attached to it, being the observer of it, not at the effect of it. And letting it be there, just as it is, not trying to fix it or change it. And notice what thoughts are there in the mind, not following them, not agreeing with them or disagreeing, simply noticing. Being the observer of them, not at the effect of them. And letting all these be there just as they are, these body sensations, these emotions and feelings, these thoughts, letting them all be there, not needing to change them or want them to be different, just allow them to be just as they are. As you observe them just as they are. Notice that you aren't them. If you weren't there to observe them, they wouldn't be there. Can you be the one observing them and also be them? If you're not the thoughts, the body, the mind, what are you? If you are the one observing, the one before the thoughts, the emotions, the mind, the observer, the awareness of, unmanifest. Simply being. Allow yourself to rest and simply being. Thank you for joining with me today and allowing ourselves to be quiet. Listening to the inner guide. Namaste.